You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
What's up, Ears Edition listener? It's Dulce Sloan, correspondent for The Daily Show. You're about to hear an episode of one of our original Daily Show podcasts, Hold Up, hosted by me and Daily Show writer Josh Johnson. It's where we take our office banter into the weekly war of words about topics big and small. In this episode, we're talking boneless versus bone-in chicken wings, because we all know there's a right way and a lazy way to enjoy your wings. Tune in to find out which side of the debate we each land on. And if you like the show, check out the Hold Up podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you never seen a whole chicken?
I don't like to look at naked chickens.
They are very naked.
All right. There's something about, I really don't even like seeing a chicken get cooked because it looks too, that's the type of chicken that will make me a vegan. Because yes, it looks like people and it looks so naked. When it's about to get cooked, that I'm like, this is a sin. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up, the big show about little things. It's where your two co-hosts, me, Josh Johnson, writer for The Daily Show, joined by...
me, Dulce Sloan!
Today's episode is going to take us to a place that y'all may have never heard us get. You know, you've heard us go back and forth. You know our dynamic, but I don't think you really ready for what's going to happen today. Because today, some lines were crossed.
Oh, God.
All right? Who you, oh, God? Is you, oh, God?
You. I didn't do anything.
No,
I didn't do anything.
You act like I can't hear you, like you don't have a mic and I have headphones. I can hear you when you go, oh, God, under your breath, you know?
About to do it over my breath. Ah!
Today's episode is about wings.
Yes.
Okay? But there's a place that we differ, where we divide, where we break apart. There's a schism between your two favorites. And the schism is boneless versus bone-in.
And I want the people to take a moment to not only guess who picked what, but decide for themselves what they want to do. Now, the person who gave us this was a comment from the YouTubes. Libra Girl suggested this. And when I heard it, I was like, oh, this is a fun thing. And Josh suited up, ready for war.
Okay.
You would think that Bone Thugs and Harmony was playing in the background. Just world war. Just all of Creeping on the Come Up and East 99 playing in the background. He is not happy with me. Because, play the music! Who guessed what? Josh Johnson, since you are so amped up and ready to go, head to head, toe to toe, navel to navel. Because everybody forgets that part.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tell the people, what did you pick?
I'm bone in.
Pollo con huesos. Pollo con huesos.
I'm bone in all day, all the way.
But why are you talking so hard?
Am I talking so hard?
You acting like I came.
I'm acting.
Okay. Sir.
All right. All right. I'm acting. Okay.
You're the one that was like, where yo? This is the most aggressive I've ever seen you get about a topic.
Yeah, because I like juicy flavors, okay? I think that you should have to put in a little work to get your deliciousness. I don't like the audacity of the boneless wing.
You have to do work to take bones out of something.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not the work. You show up to get these boneless wings, okay? Yes. Yes. And when you show up and you get the boneless wings, you act like that's natural. Okay? It's not. It's not right.
I don't understand why you're so upset. It's just a chicken nugget. Do you hate chicken nuggets, Charles?
I'm not a huge fan of chicken nuggets.
You don't like the chicken nuggets? You don't like the chicken nugs?
No.
You don't like the chicken nugs?
No.
Why don't you like the chicken nugs?
It's too processed. It's like, it's just, I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you go to the Chinese food restaurants that don't have commercials.
Okay.
Do you enjoy a sesame chicken? A General Tso chicken?
I used to eat a General Tso, and I used to eat a Tiny Spicy.
Okay.
But when the day came where I was like, oh, it's just nuggets with sauce?
Yes.
I think I was done.
So then what do you get to the Chinese restaurant?
Very little. I don't go often. What? Sometimes I'll get some like sesame noodle dish or something, but what? Yeah, I don't go that often.
You don't eat Chinese food?
I eat sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to eat it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sure. now not often. No.
What do you eat?
What do you mean, what do I eat?
You know, I had this thought the other day, like, what did I eat for dinner last month? Like, you know, you eat.
Yeah, you eat and you forget. Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of chicken tenders.
Okay.
Because they're always like the white breast meat. I don't like white meat. Chicken.
Okay.
I need one more word. I like white meat chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Men are fine. But it's when I order, like when I buy chicken, I'm buying thighs or leg quarters. But I really don't even enjoy a drumstick.
Really?
Not all the time. Not really. I don't enjoy a breast at all. Also, and, the breast is so this, big. I'm like, I don't.
And it's because the breast is dry, you don't enjoy it?
And because it's just so big sometimes. Like, you remember going to church as chicken as a kid? You're like, why? Who gave me all of this?
Sure, sure. But let's say, because I think about this a lot with food, especially with just how, like, an American relationship to food.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go to Italy, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you were to get chicken that was from a farm, so not like. Not the farm-raised chicken here that's just being fed grain and its legs never touch the ground and all that stuff like that.
I've seen a chicken truck before, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It stopped one of my friends from eating chicken ever again.
Yeah, it's like if you were able to get chicken from a reasonable, ethical farm, you know, like the best chicken that you could, and it was cooked for you specifically as a whole chicken. Do you think you still wouldn't like the white meat, or is it because the white meat is...
I don't really like the texture of white meat.
Oh, okay. So even if it's juicy, even if it's cooked right, you're still like, no, this isn't for me.
They could cook it in Italy. They can cook it in Mexico. They could cook it, you know, on a house with a mouse. It's just, I'm not...
Yes, okay. Yeah, I understood way before we got to the mouse, but yeah.
I'm just not a fan of.
Yeah.
Because, like, when my mom would buy whole chickens, I would take the leg quarter, and then her and my brother would eat the rest of the chicken.
What I'm so puzzled by is how much of the chicken you don't like.
This is my thing with bone-in chicken, is that I am a person who have seen wings that weren't done. Like, a comic just got, like, the other night we were out at a club.
Yeah, yeah,
ordered some wings.
Yeah.
And it was so bloody.
Oh, what?
It was so bloody. He got past, you know, you get your first bite of chicken, and when he started getting down to the bone, it was blood. And you knew where he was at getting these wings.
And they were...
Blood.
Oh, and it's more really than one occasion.
I can tell you, I have never gone to... an establishment that is frequented by black people.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in an American deli and seen blood on a wing.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anywhere that black people frequent on a regular basis. I've never gotten to any Chinese restaurant we've ever ordered wings from. I've never been to a wedding and seen blood. Establishments that cater to white people, plenty of time. Plenty of times. I don't know if them people in the back were trying to kill these white folks.
What you're describing was. Is so insane. You're describing is like, I can't even, I really don't want to think about.
You never seen like the bone is bloody on wings?
No. I've seen it once before on a wing that my grandma was throwing out.
As she should have.
I've seen undercooked boneless wings before, but it was just cold. Wasn't blood, you know?
I've never seen an undercooked boneless wing.
What?
Undercooked boneless wing?
Okay, so one of my friends, this is like, this goes hand in hand. One of the nastiest weeks that I had in New York was luckily nothing that I ate, but I was out here with people getting their food. Oh. And, you know, this is like early days in New York. So I don't know where to go and neither do my friends, right? So we're just trying places to try them and everything.
Yeah.
I happen to be full. So I don't know. Maybe I got some from this place. I don't think I did. Mm. And it was down the road from me. Mm. And I was with a friend who we both know. And she ordered her food. And when we got home.
I love this.
She was eating. And it was pretty good. She was like, oh, this is not half bad. Like, maybe I'll go there. And as she's like, maybe I'll make that a regular place, she went to grab a napkin to wipe her fingers, and there was blood on her napkin.
What?
Yes. So
was
somebody
she eating
was,
in the dark?
No. She was given some napkins in the bag.
The napkins had blood on them?
Yeah.
So she was giving used napkins.
Either used napkins or the person that gave her the napkins was
bleeding.
Stabbed freshly.
Oh my God, I just died. I just died. Did you know I just died?
And she was like, you know those things that happen in life that revert you back to being a kid? Where you're like, is this what I think it is? Like,
this is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I had somebody invite me to a barbecue and serve me chicken that I could tell was undercooked.
No.
As soon as I bit in.
No.
And then they were so embarrassed that after I left, they pretended to not know me. I bit into the chicken. They saw my eyes, and then I pulled my mouth back off the chicken with the bite marks in it. And it was like it was still kind of pink as the meat. And he had been cooking it. He had been cooking it for a while. And the three of us just sat there in silence. And then I ate some more of the sides. And then I thanked them for inviting me. And then I left, right? And then sure enough, a couple months later, I went to invite them to a show. Because in my head, we're friends, right? And so...
Did something change?
Well, no. When I invited them to the show, they were like, who is this? And I was like, oh, it's Josh from, you know,
no.
from work. And they were like, oh, I don't know who this is.
No, Joshua.
Yeah.
Josh, shut up.
Yeah. They like, I worked with them for like at least 2 months.
That's why
I got invited to the barbecue, because we worked together.
These must have been black folks.
No. I said all that to say that in spite of my near death, I still prefer bone in.
Nigga.
The flavor.
I would never eat at somebody else's house ever again.
The flavor, the juiciness.
Nick,
all right?
You almost died.
All right. The way, you know how satisfying it is to get meat off the bone?
Yeah, it's good.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's not good. I
know you weren't saying it wasn't good, but just the you're really meeting me at a five right now.
Cause it's like you want me to be like, arr, arr, arr. I'm like, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm an omnivore, Josh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, your girl is an omnivore, and I mean, I understand what you're going for. You know what I mean?
But what's so great about boneless?
I like boneless one because I'm never going to run into meat that's trying to kill me. That's,
how do you know that?
Well, there's been more instances where mm-hmm. I have had bone-in meat that was undercooked, because the thing is, it's like, there's no like blood really in a boneless wing, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's a nugget.
Right, and I've never had, that's not true. I've seen it where it had like some little cartilage or something left in it,
mm-hmm.
but I've never flat out had a completely underdone, this is bleeding, boneless wing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sometimes I don't want to go through all of that pulling off of bone, and you know, sometimes you just want to just eat, you know, because sometimes you gotta put the bones places, and then it's like, you know, we had cats, so you know, animals like cats and dogs can't have chicken bones.
They can't, cooked bones, yeah.
Well, like, especially chicken bones, because they're hollow. Because bird bones are hollow.
Yeah.
And they splinter.
And they'll break apart, yeah.
And they'll break apart and, like, hurt them. So if you're out here giving animals chicken bones, please stop.
Yeah.
You're going to have to take your dog to the urgent care. If you have a parent. There's so many times we tell our parents, hey, don't do that. Don't give that dog a chicken, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. I don't know what we can tell them. Because you'll tell them, hey, you can't do that. They go, oh, it's all right. And now we at the fucking dog emergency room because you wouldn't listen to no damn body. Mm-hmm. And now this chicken bone becomes shrapnel in this damn dog.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you tell me?
That's my favorite, yeah.
I told you multiple fucking times.
Yeah. Also, life isn't a cartoon. Right. You cannot just be given your pets these bones just because you saw it on Tom and Jerry.
Yeah. It's like a lot of times I feel like, especially like certain, you know, groups of people be like, oh, it's a dog. Who cares? And it's like, they are animals. They have feelings. They can get hurt. Like, you know, animals get cancer. Like we have to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, they have very expressive faces. Like, if you give a dog a bone and it makes it sick, it's going to look at you like, what did you do to me?
Like, you've ever let a cat smell like a pickle or mm-hmm. had like a dog, like, they'll go, if something stinks, they'll go,
Yeah.
Like, when something's sticky to an animal, they'll get, like, they'll go, or, you know, they'll let you know it's not okay. But I think for me, the boneless wing, it's, I've never had it where it was underdone. I like that they're just little chicken nuggets. I think they're cute. I think when they came out, you know, at first I was like, this is some bullshit. Why are you taking the bones out of wings? Wings need bone, you know, wings need a bone. That's how you know they're wings. Also, I did not know, is it a regional thing? So you know how there's like the drumstick and the flat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought everywhere called them flats.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what they called them when I was growing up. Because here's the thing. What am I missing here? There's the flat, there's the drumstick,
and then there's the
wing that is an actual, like, is the wing. Like a real wing. Because a wing and a flat are the wing.
Listen. So this is the anatomy. Look at my luscious, voluptuous arms.
Okay.
They are not going to make me feel self-conscious at all. And if you put a YouTube comment about my arms, fuck you and your family. So.
This is the wing.
This is the wing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So just like a person's arm, okay?
Yeah.
So you see, because like as a kid, they used to sell us whole wings. So this part is the drumstick part. Because you know you have one bone in your arm?
Oh, okay. This
is the drumstick part. Then you know how you have two bones right here?
Yeah.
That's the flat.
Yeah.
And then you know the little tip right there that your grandma would break open to get that tiny bit of meat out?
Okay.
This is a little tip. When you get wings at a store, they throw this part away. And then they separate all of these joints.
Oh, wow.
So this is...
That makes sense, yeah. I had the order wrong in my head. Because in my head, I thought it was flat and the little, you know...
Yeah.
What is...
The tip? Yeah. Have you never seen a whole chicken?
I don't like to look at naked chickens.
They are very naked.
All right. There's something
They're
about...
Very naked.
I really don't even like seeing a chicken get cooked because it looks too... That's the type of chicken that will make me a vegan. Because, yes, it looks like people, and it looks so naked when it's about to get cooked that I'm like, this is a sin.
Because you can feel the skin.
Yes, yes. Whereas, like, with beef, I'm like, all right, that's a slab of meat.
Yes.
You know? Pork, I'm like, okay,
that's meat. Chicken is a body. Yeah. Chicken is a body. Yes.
Chicken will make you feel like a cannibal. Like chicken
is a body. Turkeys. You ever see like a 20-pound turkey?
Yeah, that's still upsetting, but it doesn't hit me the same way a chicken does.
Because I think it's little. You ever seen a Cornish hen?
Yes, yes,
They're
yes.
They're so tiny. Oh, remember when we were at Harrods and they had like pigeons and fucking ducks and rabbits and shit?
I didn't like that.
I didn't like that at all.
Like, if you had already cooked it, I'd be really interested.
If it was
already all like seasoned and laying out there, I'd be like, oh, I've never tried pheasant. But then when it's just raw, I'm like, oh, you mean dirt bird?
Man.
Like that.
That rabbit? The rabbit.
Yeah.
Because they don't even put them like in a little cute, they're just laid out. Just laid out, just all just looking fast.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let me throw this out there real quick. And this right here, this next little part, this is for the fellas, all right? This for my men out here. This for the boys, for the bros, okay? Look, the reason as men.
Oh God.
Okay. We got to keep it bone in.
Okay, start over. All right. You lost all the bass. Start again.
No.
Because you doubted yourself when I said
it. No. Hold on. All right. Hold on. Okay. See, fellas, this is what they're going to try to do to you. All right?
The time.
So look. Look, my boys, all right, we got to keep it bone in because. When you're building, and my men know what I'm talking about when I talk about this. When you're building and you're eating your wings, and you need another bowl, you need an empty bowl that you put the bones in, and then when you're done with your meal, you see all the bones that you dropped. All right, that's because you're a warrior. Okay, that's stop.
Wait.
That's because you're a warrior. Yes. Okay. That's why all those bones there, that's that carnage that you laid down, okay? Your forefathers, one second.
What about niggas that have five fathers, Josh? Wow. Okay,
no, don't listen to the noise, all right? All right, my men out here, don't listen to the noise like that, okay? Whether you got four fathers, five fathers, or just stepfathers, all right? It doesn't matter, okay? As men, when you lay out a bowl of bones and you did all that damage, you look back at that damage and you say, damn, I really did that. I pulled all that meat off that bone. I'm gonna do that in life. I'm gonna go get the meat off the bones in life. Okay? Because life got a lot of meat everywhere.
Okay.
You gotta pull it from the bone yourself. Okay? And then as men, you got to carry your bones.
Do it again.
Like trophies, okay?
As men,
you need to carry your bones like trophies. Now, the men are going to hear what I'm saying, know what I'm saying, and feel what I'm saying. Okay? All right? If you don't feel me right now, you're a hater, okay?
Or a woman.
Or maybe a woman. You're a hater or maybe a woman. And it's important that my men in my manosphere, hear what I'm saying, collect those bones. And when you dump them in the trash, I mean, if I were you, I wouldn't even dump them in the trash. I would carry the bones around with me and let people know, hey, this is what I do. Don't mess with me. All right. Because if you keep it boneless, all right, if you keep it the way of the world, the way the world's trying to make you, there won't be any proof that you lay waste, that you got bones, that you're a man. Okay? So remember that, men. All right? I know this message didn't reach everybody, but it wasn't for everybody. Okay? Okay? All right?
I love your dedication to this fucking nonsense. I love that you have just made it your life's goal to be this fucking person.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Excuse me?
I don't even know. I don't even know what you're describing right now.
What are you talking about?
All I can be is 100% authentic all times, all days, all weeks, months, and years. Okay? Stop making me laugh. Wait.
Okay.
You know? Because sometimes you don't even want your manhood to come out like that because people won't be ready, you know? And it's the bone in that really pulls that out of men, you know?
Oh, so you're saying that real men like the bone.
Real men keep that bone in.
Okay. All right. I was trying to get to it before you did. Damn it.
So real men. Yeah, real men keep that bone in.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I hope, I really hope that we have helped on this journey for, you know, because so many men have it so hard right now.
Thank you. Thank you for being an ally.
After all the nonsense men have put me through, I wish I fucking would be an ally.
You know, thank you for the work that you do. You know what I'm saying?
I just, you know what? I love it when a man can just be a fucking man.
Yeah, there we go. See?
Get out here, take out the trash.
You heard it.
Pay all the bills.
Speak.
You know, and really just go out there and hunt. Okay?
Preach.
Go out there and hunt. Go ahead and get the shmonies. Go out there. Go out there. You get the shmonies, right? And then you come back and leave me the hell alone.
And eat all your wings.
Eat
all right?
All the wings. Listen,
if she put 20 in front of you, then eat 20. If she put 2 in front of you, eat 2.
How many wings y'all put out there? Because I'm cooking whole wings, baby boy. Okay? I'm not out here nickel and diming you.
Yeah, she's not just putting out flats. She's not just putting out drumsticks. She's not just putting out the little cue.
I'm giving you the whole wing, the whole as a chicken intended, right? Out here, cockadoodle-dooing, okay?
Yeah.
All up in your plate, all right? So, men, when I cook this food, that means that you are responsible for washing all of these dishes, taking out the trash afterwards, and then dicking me down. And that, fellas, is what you should be doing. If you out here saying that you a true man, okay? I should never have to ask you to take the trash out. Because you know what your motherfucking job is. You know you're supposed to, bring home the money, okay? Bring home the monies. And don't ask me shit.
Yeah, I just think bone in is better. I think it has more flavor, and I think that I think that you get with gristle with the fat that's actually on the chicken. I think it can just go to more interesting places in your palate.
Because I can say I don't know what part of the chicken boneless wings come from.
Yeah, but I think it's all parts.
But it's parts because it's not. Because, like, when you go to the Chinese restaurant, you get, like, your sesames, your general salads, your orange chickens, and that cat. When you get all of those things, there's still an actual cut of meat, right?
Yeah.
It's still an actual cut of meat. I just don't know what part of the body.
I hate to break it to you. What? But boneless wings is breast meat.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's breast meat.
Why does it taste so much better?
I don't know. Probably just less of it, more tension, more flavor, more sauce, more.
Boneless wings is breast meat.
I mean, it looks like it. It looks like if you're getting good quality boneless wings, it looks like it's breast meat. Because I thought it was processed to the point of being from all different parts of the chicken.
No, boneless wings aren't processed like that. You know that they are chicken.
Yeah, it's slices of breast meat.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I mean, who knows? There's probably some boneless out there that's made of thigh, but it makes sense because, to your point, the breast is so big. And there's so much meat to go around.
Right.
It's probably the only part of the chicken that you could pull that much meat from and then bread it and then have a whole piece of something. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Because if they tried to do boneless wings off of drumsticks, they'd be so tiny.
They would be tiny. So I guess that'd be the place where you could get the most meat. Because I thought maybe they were like the... Because I think sometimes when I go to the Chinese restaurant, I think sometimes that's thigh meat.
I think you might be right, because there are a lot of people, when I looked it up, who were asking if boneless wings are breast or thigh. And so maybe there are some out there that are thigh, but it seems like a lot of it is breast.
Titty meat.
Which would make sense, because the times that I've had boneless wings and I was like, and they were a bit bigger, I would just bite half instead of trying to gobble up the whole thing in one. Mm. And when I'm biting that half, when I pull away, it does look like white meat. But I think, if anything, that should pull you over to my side. I mean, now you got to be boneless. You hate breast meat.
But the texture's not the same.
Yeah, I think that's because they pull it off, they cut it, and then they cook it. So instead of it being cooked all in, you know, one piece, I think by them chopping it up and then cooking it differently is why it tastes so different. Or it might at some times be thigh. Maybe sometimes it's thigh if it's done in-house.
Maybe sometimes it's thigh.
Are you just having a conversation with yourself now?
No, I'm thinking, because I'm thinking there had to be points where it had to be thigh. It had to be thigh.
I think that this moment right here is when we kick it over to the listener.
Do we?
You know, I think so. I think we ask them what they think, what they're passionate about. Are they bone in or boneless? You know what I mean? And then especially for my men out here.
Good job.
All right. If you out here eating, if you're out here a carnivore in the manosphere, all right.
Manosphere.
Yeah. Yeah, in the bro planes.
What the fuck? What in all?
If you're out here,
fuck,
enjoying your meats, keeping your bones like you're supposed to, so you can look back on and be like, yes, I'm a primal beast. Okay. So when you go to Applebee's, ask them for an extra bowl. All right.
So you can toss your bones in like a savage?
Mm-hmm. So you can toss the bones in and let people see. Actually, what you should also do is keep that bowl at the edge of the table so people passing by can see all the bones and they see who they're messing with if they step to you. All right?
What if there are men out there who don't like the fact that there's...
bones in the chicken?
Yeah, what if they don't like it?
Hey.
They didn't need to step their pussy up. I hear you.
They're gonna have to start accepting some hard truths, okay?
Okay.
That somebody had to die for you to have chicken no matter what. So don't avoid the bones. Be thankful for the bones.
So what you're saying is wear fur. Okay, got it. What?
Yeah, you let us know. You as the audience, let us know if it's bone in or boneless for you. All right? Which one do you enjoy more? Which one fills you up? Which one do you think you can eat more of? That's an interesting question. So,
I know that I could probably eat more. I know I can eat more boneless chicken than I could eat like wings.
I think I'm the opposite, because if it's boneless, I'd end up overdoing it. I think I'd eat too fast.
Oh.
The bone in slows me down long enough to, like, I'm still, like, steadily eating. But, hey, thank y'all so much for listening.
Listen, thank you. If it wasn't for y'all, I would be taking a nap right now. That's not true. I'd be working. I'm always working. Josh Johnson knows me.
Fair enough. Yeah.
I'd just be doing another job. That's what I'd be doing. I can say I would do like this podcast because it gives me an opportunity to talk to Josh all the time. And because we're not in the office anymore, I don't see Josh all the time.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
It does give me a chance to do one of my favorite things. And that is bother Josh.
It's never a bother, you know? I never mind you being wrong, you know? And you teach me things sometimes. So, you know, we're all
me
doing Yeah.
And my Pioneer Woman Walmart mug will not be treated like this.
God. Okay. Well, if you want to catch up with us at any other point, you can listen to my podcast, The Josh Johnson Show. It comes out every Thursday, just like this podcast, and it's wherever you get your podcast. And if you want to catch up with Dulce,
you can catch me in the mall with your daddy. That's not true. I've never been in the mall with anybody's dad. Wait, maybe an uncle? That's my cousin's dad. That's not the point. You can catch me on this podcast. This is the only podcast that I have. I used to have another one, but I don't do it anymore. And you can catch me on a daily show. You can catch me on Great North on Fox. You can catch me on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Because for some reason, they keep letting me come back. Because, ooh, I don't know. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to Hold Up.
I hope you have a great rest of the day and an amazing weekend.
Okay. No, I need to redo that. Cock-a-doodle-doo. That's better.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.